before we start, I just want to mention what pages you may or may not have that I gave up, that I gave out. Photocopied pages from Otzer HaEyunim. And if you didn't get that, we have some copies there on the back table. We started yesterday on page Lamed Aleph. You'll see that. And we got up to the first column, middle of the first column on Lamed Bet. So I hope to continue a little bit with that. So that's number one that you should have. Number two, from the Hari Kedem, you should. You okay?
Yeah, okay. I have all this room now.
It's okay, great. You should have what's called Zman Binyan Zman Adlokas Ner Chanukah. That'll start on Resh Pei Ches and flip over on the other side to Resh Pei Tes.
Wait, what is that one?
That's called the Hari Kedem. I think again you'll see a whole bunch on the back. Reish Pei Tes going on to Reish Pei Tes.
Yes, I have that
too. I don't know if you have Reish Tzadi, which is the last few lines to finish up Simon Kuf Samaches. If not, we'll say that by heart. And then the third thing I gave out, which I hope will begin today if we have time, that's from the Ratz Kitzvi. And I think, Jeff, you made some copies of that?
Yeah, I made two copies. There were two copies here.
Okay, so we have some copies. And that's Simon Ches, and that should start on page Kuf Chof Dal. Okay then? So that we're leaving for the end, depending upon how much time we have.
Confusing me, switching.
I know.
Okay, so those are the three, they call them here handouts, the three handouts that we have. Now first, in terms of the Zman of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, we have the language of the Braisa on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, Mishetishke Achama Ad Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk. That's the important sentence in the Shas. And we mentioned that there's an approach here that's very unique of the Rashba, the Chidushei Rashba, and another approach of the Sefer Yireyim, together with the Tur and Shulchan Aruch. So as far as the Rashba is concerned, we said that basically the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is what we call a mitzvah shebalayla. We divide up the mitzvahs into two categories. We have mitzvah hayom and mitzvah halayla. Chanukah is a mitzvah halayla, which means that we have to answer a universal question that applies to so many different mitzvahs. When does Laila begin? When does Laila end? When does day Yom begin? When does Yom end? And that's what I call the universal perspective of Yom and Laila. And on this issue, we went through the Shitos of the Rishonim and Rabbeinu Tam. We're not going to go over that now because that's a very heavy issue, and I don't think it's absolutely necessary for us today. According to the Rashba, the oddity here is that Shkia Sachama, and when I say Shkia Sachama, I mean sunset, literally sunset, we call it Shkia Rishona, is called Bein HaShmashos from a universal perspective. It's not Laila. It may have elements of Laila, but it's certainly not what we call Vaday Laila. And therefore, we have to ask the following question: how could it be, and this is what the Rashba wants to answer, that with regard to Ner Chanukah, we're kicking off the mitzvah Shkia Sachama. If it's a mitzvah Shebalayla, Laila doesn't begin until Tzeisa Kochavi. The plaque grows thicker, says the Rashba, because the latest time for Ner Chanukah is Ad Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk. That's way before the termination of Laila. Laila terminates with Amud HaShachar the next morning, with daybreak. And here's where the Rashba sets up two different structures for the Zman Ner Chanukah. There's one which he calls Laila, and the other he calls Be'ita u'bizmana, meaning that Chazal created a whole new entity of Zman, which is not meant to undermine the universal definition of Laila, so that keep in mind that according to the Rashba, we always remain absolutely steadfast to this definition of Zman Ner Chanukah as a mitzvah shetluya v'layla. So Laila is Zman Ner Chanukah. But we're going to superimpose upon that a new time period, which begins, which Shkias HaChamed ends with Tichle Regel Min HaShuk, and that's called Be'ito Bizmano. It's like a special push or an impetus, a cue that enhances. On the one hand, it restricts the amount of time because it's up till Adshe Tichle Regel Min HaShuk, which is way before the end of Laila, so that's restrictive. On the other hand, it's also expansive because it allows you to begin the Hadlaka way before Laila, or at least before Vaday Laila, at a period of time which is Suffolk Laila. And now we have to answer the question, according to the Rashba, why did Chazal add this new definition which they superimposed, so to speak? It's almost like they grafted, they pasted it on Laila, and that's Misha Tishka Chama Shetichla Regel Min HaShuk. That's because of the element of Pirsum HaNes. And in order to expand Pirsum HaNes, we want to know when there are people out there in the market. And again, it's not like our sociology where people are out there in the streets till all the wee hours of the morning, you know, till the movie theaters close and till all the thoroughfares. Then, at those times, it was all concentrated at the end of the day when there was still some light out and spilling over beyond this period of time where there's light, even up to perhaps a half hour later. But within that stretch of time that begins with Shkias HaChama and ends with Ad Shetichla Regel Min HaShuk, there's a flood of people, so to speak, in the market. That's when we expand the Pirsum HaNes element, and that's going to be the greatest key of the most ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's called Be'ito Bizmano. And the paradox is that it no longer fits into the definition of Laila. And yet, as I said before, the Rashba is not willing to say we undermine our definition of Laila. So, for example, from the Rashba's perspective, you can talk about Shkias HaChama even though it's not Laila because of this new din of Be'ito Bizmano. But if you want to be Makayim that new din and add that new element into the equation of expanding your Pirsum HaNes, you're going to terminate that with Ad Shetichla Regel Min HaShuk. After that, you're no longer in that ideal kiyum of mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes, but now you go fall back into the Laila period of Nes. Now when you get to Avud HaShachar, then we're going to postulate the following two assumptions, both of which work against the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. When Shachar breaks, we're going to call that Yom, so Laila is terminated, and the fallback position of having, you know, the masses of people flooding the marketplace, it's too premature for that, it's too early in the morning for that, and therefore, no matter how you slice the cake, you're not within the bounds of Ner Chanukah. So that's what we said about the Rashba. Then we had the Shitas HaYireim, which the Torah seems to pick up on. He was also one of the Rishonim, but from Chachmei Ashkenaz. And he seems to drop the ball on Laila, completely omit the concept of Laila here. And Ner Chanukah all depends, according to the Arzarua, and according to the Rav Lezer Mimetz, on what we call a Ner. What is this Ner? So again, here we have two slightly different emphases. You have the emphasis on, this is the Sefer Yireim, on what's called Ner Mitzvah, which means the Matmiyim, those who pass by your house, they don't expect there to be a Ner anywhere there, because Litzarko, which means when did they light the candles for their own personal purposes, to light up the house and so forth and so on, that was actually later on, let's say after Tzeis HaKochavim. So although for sure there's a Ner after Tzeis HaKochavim, but nevertheless it's not a Dora Matmiya, it's not something that surprises the onlooker, and he would identify that Ner as a Ner Mitzvah, that he lit the candles specifically for the express purpose of the mitzvah. So that's one nuance. That's the emphasis of Lazar Mimetz in the Sefer Yireim. And according to the Sefer Yireim, to light the candle so early, when I say early, Shkias HaChama is not so early, but it's still before darkness, and therefore there's no really pressing need for a Ner Litzarko. So that already achieves a Dora Matmiya, meaning it's already, since there's still some element of light, then that's not the real proper time, again, back in their sociology, that they would light a candle. And why is he lighting a candle? That's matmiya. That's a question mark. And the answer's got to be that it's a ner mitzvah. And the Torah adds another nuance here of consideration into the equation, and he's worried about. Let's see the Torah's language. You'll see here on page Lamed Aleph. I'm sorry, page Lamed Beis. You'll see he's quoted in the paragraph that starts Ulam, and he adds into the equation the issue of whether or not the ner is meaningful, because if there's too much light out, then the ner doesn't add anything. What's common here between the Sefer Yerim and the Torah is they're both trying to define ner. The mitzvah is to light a ner. The zman of Hadlokas ner Chanukah has nothing to do with Lila, it has to do with your definition of ner. Here's where they part ways. The Sefer Yerim is going to say what defines ner in this context is mitzvah. Mitzvah meaning it's a dovra matmiya. The Torah is going to say that what defines your ner, it's the fact that there's a dearth of light, an absence of light, and you desperately need the illumination of the ner. But both are trying to generate a shem ner, a chefetz shel ner, as far as the entity of ner is concerned. Now, in order to understand the Torah, you have to underline four words in the Torah, and that you'll see in the paragraph that starts ulam on the third line, and underline those words, the shraga betira my boy, which means that from the Torah's perspective, if there's ample light, then we ask ourselves the following rhetorical question: why are you lighting a candle if there's ample light? And therefore, the candle, within the context of an ambiance that's lit up, is totally superfluous and unnecessary, and therefore it forfeits its shame there. Now, what the Minchas Yitzchak wants to add here, well, just give me one more minute, I have the whole chazor in front of me. The Minchas Yitzchak, who was a rav in England, and then he settled here, and so became the Gravid of the Badatz. And he wants to add an afgemina, and he wants to say the following: would I be able to light an Erchanika? Let's say I landed. This was the case that I gave yesterday. I landed at the end of the night, after Alos HaShachar, and I haven't lit Ner Chanukah yet. Can I light Ner Chanukah now? Not in the airport, but in my home. And he suggests that it depends upon these two approaches. Let's see if we can calculate what he's saying. If you go with the Rashba, then you're missing two conditions that have to be met for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Number one, it's no longer Lila, because it's after what? After Alos HaShachar. And number two, there's no Persume Nisa here. You wouldn't call it Be'ito Vizmano, because the streets are not flooded with people. Oh, now let's shift over to the Sefer Yerim and the Tour. Here, according to the Minchas Yitzchak, there's room to argue that you could be out to the mitzvah. Again, because we've cut the umbilical cord to Lila, and now what we're introducing is a shem ner. So we have to ask ourselves the question, is there a shem ner after Amud HaShachar? Here's where the Minchas Chinuch really breaks new ground. And again, maybe the ground below him is a little bit shaky, but this is what he wants to claim. That just like in the case of Shkiyas HaChama, where you still have reflected light, in other words, the sun is below the horizon, but there's still reflected light, nevertheless, we're going to consider it as if the Shem Ner emerged with Shkiyas HaChama. That Shem Ner can continue even when you have a certain amount of light, although it's not ample light, and people are not running around lighting candles here because they're not even around at this time. People are sleeping in their beds, and you already have reflected light because the sun is about to rise. So again, let's see the equation here, and then I'll take your questions. I just want to make sure I have the chazor from yesterday. That just like in the case where the sun sets, there still is reflected light. So too, when the sun hasn't arisen yet, there's already reflected light. And the equation between these two time periods is going to give you the following: a shem ner, not only with shkia, but also a shame ner after Amud HaShachar, because since the period of time of Amud HaShachar is identical in a certain sense. I mean, again, you have to know all the details and the beginning of Amud HaShachar, the end of Amud HaShachar, and so forth and so on. But it's identical, it parallels Shkiyas HaChama. What's the common link between Shkiyas HaChama and Amud HaShachar? In both cases, we have a certain amount of light, but not enough of ample light. There's no sun on the horizon, you know, in the sky that's streaming air, you know, light into the room, and therefore we could have a shame ner. Now again, if we go from the tourist perspective, that the shame ner depends upon Shraga Batira, my boy, in other words, are you adding anything? So this works very well. I'm very happy with the Minchas Yitzchak. Again, you could argue with me, but let me present my view, my personal view. I'm very excited about the Minchas Yitzchak according to the tour, because I see a parallel between Shkiyas HaChama, where there's some amount of light still reflected on the horizon. And the tour says at that point you could have a shem ner because it's not streaming direct light from the sun. So too, after Alos HaShachar, where the sun is about to rise and there is some amount of light on the horizon, but it's not ample light, and therefore Shraga Batira, boy, I still need a Shraga, so the shame ner is accepted. And again, we're cutting the umbilical cord to Laila, so even though Amud HaShachar is Yom, I can still fulfill the mitzvah. However, in the Sefer Yireim, it's a little bit of a stretch, and if I understand the Minchas Yitzchak, I think what he's saying is that just like Shkiyas HaChama, there is a Dovra Matmiya, because since there is X amount of light, whatever percentage of light there is, it's enough to delay lighting a candle. So therefore, why are you lighting a candle unless it's an Ershel Mitzvah? So too, on the opposite end of the spectrum, after Amud HaShachar, since there is a certain amount of light, you would still not be lighting your candle. It's already a Dovra Matmiya. Again, I would, you know, if I wanted to be very balabatish and technical about it, I would say, who's awake at that hour? Why am I walking by his house and, you know, the guy's 4 in the morning? Again, I have a lot of answers to the question why you turn on the lights at 4 in the morning. That's because my biological clock is very strange. Anyway, but for most people, you know, 4 in the morning, and I think Amud HaShachar today, you can look it up, is about 4 in the morning. Does anybody have a... Yeah. Who's running around in their pajamas at 4 in the morning lighting candles? He must be doing it for a Ner Shel Mitzvah. Okay, now I'll take questions.
4:42,
okay. What was it a week ago? It was... It was 3:42, am I right?
Yeah.
Or is it the other way around?
No.
It was 5:42, I'm sorry, 5:42.
Then the length of the candle that has to burn, which we are medaptic to burn into the night, is now burning into daylight.
So again, what's the length of time that the candle has to light? So if you go with the Rajba, then you could be very excited about the candle being lit post Seisa Kochavim, up to, but not beyond, Amud HaShachar. Again, if you want to keep it going after Amud HaShachar, no one's going to make any to-do about that. But within that period of Laila, you know, you're very encouraging, and you highly recommend that there be a Ner Chanukah lit, so you might be tempted, and we're going to see this in Shulchan Aruch, to insist that he add a tremendous volume of oil in this thing. Because if he's lighting as early as Shkiyas HaChama, Now, from Shkiyas HaChama until Tseis, again, if you go with Rabbeinu Tam, you're talking about 4 mil, but let's say we go without Rabbeinu Tam, from Shkiyas till Tseis is going to be 3/4 of a mil. So you want to stretch over that period of time. And that's the way we mentioned the Chazon Ish, if you remember yesterday. Now, Alan, if you'll ask your question according to the Sefer HaYireim, now I don't see any great yikshichta, you know, there's no great gain by having it lit after Tseis HaKochavim. If we've already established that Shraga Batira Mahani after Shkia, then there's no point in adding extra oil to cover you, or shall I say, pass the borderline, and cross over the borderline into Tseis HaKochavim. Because Tseis HaKochavim is relevant for the Rashba, because to Mitzvah Halayla, it's not relevant from the perspective of creating a Ner. Creating a Nera has nothing to do with Lila. The criterion for creating a Nera are either, if you go to Sefer Yom Tov Ramatmiya, meaning people are not out there learning candles at that time, or according to the Torah, Shraga Batir Mehani, there's not enough light there, so you already want to get some extra light, even though it's before it says, and maybe even if it's after Amud HaShachar. And therefore, I don't know if there's any Groyser Geschichte here that we should push the agenda on having enough oil there to last into Tzeis HaKochavim. The Rashba is going to insist that we want to do that because we want to get into Lila itself. But not according to the Sefer HaMishnah.
I'm not sure I get this whole concept of Nair. I mean, in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, the Kohen Gadol would light candles in the day. What do you call what he did?
Wait a second. So first of all, when you say he lit the candles in the day, that's only the Shitas HaRambam. All the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam for this very reason. What kind of addition do you have? Shraga Batira Mai Mahani. And therefore the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanuk, of Hadlokas HaMenor is Balayla, not by Yom. Or when I say Balayla, I don't mean, you know, it could be with Shkia, but definitely at a time when the light adds something. According to all Rishonim, what you have in the daytime is what's called Hatovas HaNer. Hatovas HaNer means to set up the candle in such a way that tonight, the following night, you could light the Ner. Now, Mitch, your question would be very pressing according to the Rambam. If the Rambam has two Adlokos, he's got Adloka Balayla and another Adloka Bayom, what's the purpose? How does he achieve a Shem Ner if Shraga Batira Mai Mahani? He's not adding anything during the day.
There were no windows in the Mishkan. It was dark in there. You know,
that's a good point. That's a point. I don't know that Shraga Batira Mai Mahani depends on whether the windows are open. I'm not sure. But that's your question, Mitch. So maybe we'll get a chance to address that question. But, you know, we're not so focused now on Ner Shebe Migdosh. You may remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Menachem Aaron with the mitzvah menorah, and he said to him, I don't need the Ner, you need the Ner. So there may be a different set of criteria. So I've also, what I want to start with you today, because this was all a chazor, I didn't realize it would take me, 20 minutes to review. But I'm very excited about the chazor, because for me it's helpful.
Can I disrupt for 1 second? I'm in the process of making a chalukiah, and what I've been looking at, and it makes even more sense after what you've been discussing, is that.
This reminds me of the old days. You remember they used to have once a year in the Binyanei Uma'a a Judaic affair? Does anybody date themselves to those exciting times? We used to love it. And one of the big chidushim was the Seder of Leil HaPesach. They had the most original ways of creating, you know, you looked at it and you thought you were in outer space. You know, they were so advanced technologically. What they were trying to achieve was to fulfill all the shittas in Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So that's what this reminds me of. Oh, I lost this. Oh,
what is the
this? I'm sorry. Where was the Chanukiah? Okay, this is not going to take a second, by the way.
You like one there?
Very colorful. Do you get a commission if I buy this?
I can't afford it. That's an
yeah, can you afford it? It probably costs $5,000.
I'm trying to copy it.
Oh, you want a copy? Well, you're an artist as well?
No, I want to make a pottery one like that.
I got you.
Would you light one candle every night? So your candle keeps on burning.
Do they give you any hesber as to why they did it this way?
No, she's an artist. And she got
She did it for just purely... Yeah. She's not a Talmidah Chachama, I guess.
Although
on the bottom, take a look. Did you see this? That's cool. It says, with the full haskama from ultra-Orthodox rabbis.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There you go. That's good.
So that way your Nair is burning 24/7, each one as you light it.
So the kunz here is that she wants your Nair to be lit for 24 full hours? Is that what's going on here?
No, that Nair, you light your shamus, that goes for 8 days. The next one will go for 7 days. The next one will go for 6 days. So every day, you're just lighting one new candle because all your others are already burning.
That's not a good idea. That she got a stole from ultra Orthodox.
Not just the Orthodox, ultra Orthodox.
My God.
The Orthodox rabbi said no, just the ultra Orthodox.
So wait a minute. So basically, are you telling me, Alan, that in this technological piece of artwork, you're saying that every night I only light one candle?
Yes, just one new candle.
Can't be that she got on cover for such a thing.
Yes, I understand.
Oh my gosh! You shouldn't show me these things, Alan. I get depressed. You know, when you show me these things, because either I'm a total ignoramus or something here is a scandal. You know, so that's those are your two choices.
It's a scam,
a real scam, and she calls it ultra Orthodox.
If Matin is a shita that does something,
then Matin, how are you spelling that? With an aleph? Matim? Like fitting?
It's a wake up call. You see it's something. Why is it where the something lit in the? Why is it lit when it's still daylight?
Oh, you mean matmiya?
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
your matmiya does not have an aleph. Oh, okay. So you want to pedora matmiya, right? To make it into what?
And why do you
a ner mitzvah?
Yeah,
are we on the same?
Right, okay. But why do you even need the light for that? You put out the menorah, and they see mazeh. What's the whole deal? You're not doing anything with it. It's the daylight still. Isn't that enough of a matmiya to do the job?
You extinguish the candle? You mean?
No, you know, it isn't lit. It's the beginning. You're starting before Shkia.
Oh, you said that. So your kash is why not before Shkia?
Yeah.
Oh,
just put it out there, and that's already saying.
Oh, so here's where the tour comes, because if it's before Shkia, then you have actually direct sunlight, and it may be a dobra matmiya, but shraga b'tira my mahani, it's not in there, because before Shkia, there's no darkness whatsoever. There's still direct sunlight.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to ask your question, Alan, according to the Sefer Yerayim, maybe they could have a kash, because according to Sefer Yerayim, are we also bound by what's called Shraga B'tira Mai Mahani? And if we are, then you have the same answer that we gave for the tour. If on the other hand you're completely, you know, how shall I say, cut off from that's the point. Even according to the Sefer Yerayim, you can't completely divorce yourself of the Shraga B'tira Mai Mahani, because if you do, then you might as well light in the middle of the day, you know, at noon. That's a real Dovra Matmiya.
Yeah, but the other side of the coin is that you talked about before, is this all traces itself back to the Asian,
So wait, Alan, let's get to the Aish in a few minutes. I'll tell you why, because that's going to be the thrust of what we want to talk about. If you have the Hari Kedem, he's going to make a big deal about the Amud HaAish.
Yeah,
so I'm not ready for that yet.
Okay.
But what I wanted to show you here is there are two paragraphs based on the Maril. The Maril was an early, late Rishon of Chachmei Ashkenaz, probably about 6 centuries ago. I mean, you can check the history here. Yeah, the Maril has a tremendous impact on Ashkenazic Psak. And he writes also, which is very similar to the Tur, that you cannot light a candle by day because of Shraga B'tira Mai Mahani. It doesn't have a Shem Ner. But yet he insists that there's no possibility of lighting after Alos HaShachar. And why is that? Because here he's definitely parting ways, and he's the exception to the takes exception to the Minchas Yitzchak. He says, Yochol lahad l'kol ha'layla ad Alos HaShachar, but not beyond Alos HaShachar. V'su ein lo takon, if Alos HaShachar is passed, it's farfal, and so the ball game is over. Why? He says the bayom ain lahadlik the shraga b'tira mayahani v'lo avi pirsum anes. Now this is very odd. You know, when you read this Maril at first glance, he seems to be contradicting himself. He's what you call posev al shtei seifim. On the one hand, he's telling us that everything depends upon shraga b'tira mayahani. And from that perspective, you certainly should be able to light the ner even after Alos HaShachar. But then on the other hand, he says, no, after Alos HaShachar, it's ball game over. And why is that? Because it's called Yom. So which definition is he working with? Is he operating with the Rashba's definition of Yom and Laila? Or is he operating with the definition of the tour of Shraga B'tira Maimahani? He seems to be requiring two things. Are you with me? The Mariel is like an integration of both the requirement of the Rashba that it's got to be Laila, and at the same time the requirement of the tour that it's got to be Shraga B'tira Mahani.
Yeah, but there's two different sides.
Just give me one second. So he says the following. V'tzarech lomar shemach masatam de shraga v'tir my mahani tiknu chazal shadlok ibalayla. So in other words, there's a two-stage process in the evolution of the takon of the mitzvah ner Chanukah. How did this takon evolve? It starts with shraga v'tir my mahani, but what they did was, in order to compartmentalize it, so to speak, you know, to put it into a very neat package, what they did was they identified Shraga B'tir Maimahani with Yom versus Laila. So therefore, when is your classical case of Shraga B'tir Mahani? When is your classical time period when you do light a candle and it's meaningful? It's during Laila. So what they said was that after Laila passes, namely your post Alos HaShachar, then the Zmana Mitzvah has already terminated because it's Yom and not Laila. So it comes out that at least in one end, meaning on the later end of the Zman Ner Chanukah, you have two requirements. It's got to be Shraga B'tira Maimahani. It's got to be meaningful to light the Ner. But at the same time, I'm going to add another condition. It's got to be Laila, not Yom. So that even though Shraga B'tira Mahani from Alos HaShachar, and therefore according to the Torah, as we said before, you could fulfill the mitzvah in their Chanukah, comes along to Mariel and he says, Nein, I have another requirement, and that is it's got to be Laila. Insofar as Amud HaShachar is after the emergence of Yom, therefore the mitzvah is out. But again, Rabbosai, we're still in the dark over here, pardon the pun, because that only helps me at the later end of the tug of war. But if you go back to the beginning of Ner Chanukah, the first part of the rope of Zman Ner Chanukah, you have the case of Shkia Sachama. Now, if the Mariel accepts the condition of the Rajba, namely that you need Laila, so what are we going to do with Shkia Sachama? Because Shkia Sachama is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. Ella, what's your answer? That's what the Torah says. But Shraga B'tira Mahani at this point, it's dark enough so that the candle is meaningful. No, if the candle is meaningful, it has a shame there.
It's meaningful also Shabbat too.
Then why not apply the same yardstick to Alos HaShachar? You know, there's sort of like an inconsistency here. If you're adding the condition of Laila, meaning if the Mariel wants to have both, you know, both conditions, he on the one hand accepts that the fundamental issue here is do you have a Nair or do you not have a Nair, but he wanted to go a step further and he wanted to say that once you begin that process, you end up by saying it all depends on Yom and Laila. And therefore the Mariel says it is excluded after Alos HaShachar, then how does he justify Shkia Sachama? Shkia Sachama is not Laila. Right. Shkia Sachama is Sufik Laila. So it's very odd. On the one hand, going into Chanukah, the beginning of the Ascholas Zman Ner Chanukah, we're going to apply the principle of Shraga B'tira Maimahani. We're going to generate a Shem Ner because the sun is already set. And we're not going to require Laila, because if we required Laila, when would be the inception of Laila? Seis HaKochavim, and yet you're lighting at Shkia without Seis. But when we get to the end, the Sof Zman Ner Chanukah, we're going to say the absolute latest time for Ner Chanukah is going to be with the termination of Laila. And when does Laila terminate? Alos HaShachar, even though it's Shraga B'tira Lomahani. Shraga B'tira Mahani, I should say, right? So Shraga B'tira Mahani is going to help me with the inception of Zman Ner Chanukah. And that's going to allow me to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah even before Laila at Shkia. But yet, the same logic and the same mechanism of Shraga B'tira Mahani is not going to help me after Alos HaShachar. Very strange kind of pshara here in which the Mariel is willing to accept the Rashba, But yet, he's going with the tour as far as the Haskolas Hazman. So the Koveah, the main determining factor as far as Haskolas Hazman is going to be Shraga Vatir by Mahani. That's going to allow me to light the Ner Chanukah as early as Shkiv before Lila. But when we get to the Sof Zman, here we're going to insist it's got to be Yom and not Lila. Very strange.
Well, that's because it's not, whether it has a shame there or not.
Right, he seems to agree that it has a shame there, but yet it's past his mind, he says, because it's Yom and not Lila. Okay, now Rabosai, we get to our subject matter for today. And that starts with the paragraph Nechleku. The basic question is going to be, what happens if somebody lights Ner Chanukah before Shkia Sachama? So until now, we've established that the earliest time for Ner Chanukah, the Tchilas Hazman, is, as the Brises formulates, in Mishat Tishka Chama. Now we're raising the possibility that even if he lit before Shkiyas HaChama, he might be able to fulfill this mitzvah. And this is going to be a tremendous controversy. If I lit Ner Chanukah before Shkia, did I fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? So let's just line up the Shitas. We start with the Shitas of Rashba, and then we move over to the Shitas of Rambam. The Shitas of Rashba, and everything comes down to a question of how to learn one line in the Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Maybe we'll open up the Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel Beis. There's one ambiguous line in the Gemara. And the Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis says, Ein Makdimin. Those are the two words. In other words, you can't light too early. Now, the Rashba understands that, and many, many Rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, they interpreted Ein Makdimin is a reference to Ner Shabbos. And has nothing to do with Ner Chanukah. The Brisa itself is a little bit ambiguous. It's not clear whether the Brisa, when it says Ein Makdimim, is referring to Ner Shabbos or to Ner Chanukah. Most Rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, understood that Ein Makdimim is halacha in Ner Shabbos. But as far as Chanukah is concerned, you could be Makdim and light the Ner Chanukah before what? Before Shkia Sacham. Right. So take a look at the Rashba inside. You'll see a paragraph that starts on Rashba. He throws in the Ran as well. What does he have in the footnote? He has the Ritva, the Shulta Giborim, a whole cadre of Rishonim from Chachmei Sfarad. And they all say unanimously that Yochel had gam kodem Shkia Sacham. That this din, this law, that Ein Makdimim, does not have any relevance to Ner Chanukah. It's only a reference to
Shabbos.
To Ner Shabbos. However, the Bahag, okay, we don't know where this Bahag is. As you'll see in the footnote, the Bahag seems to say just the opposite. But anyway, somebody quotes the Bahag as saying like the Rambam. The Rambam is outspoken about this. The Rambam Hilchas Chanukah writes, Ein madlikin ela b'shkia sachal. In other words, according to the Rambam, there's no din and no possibility of being makdim before Shkia Sachama, your Ner Chanukah is worthless. Again, we're going to have to see what we do with Leil Shabbos. And according to the Rambam, when it says in the Braisa, Ein Makdimim, then it means in Chanukah, Ein Makdim. Jeff, did you possibly find that Gemara? I saw you opened up Chav Gimel in the day. So you want to read it to us?
I haven't found it yet.
Okay, if you find it, let us know.
According to the Rashba, I mean, you can say that it refers to Ner Shabbos, but Ner Shabbos obviously is also before Shkia Sacham. It's just a question of how early. So both Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos have the same issue. I mean, if the Rashba says you can light Ner Chanukah early, it's the same as Shabbos. Just a question, maybe how early, but at least why would you have to limit the statement to Ner Shabbos? It could apply to both.
Right, right. But what we're saying is that there's no source, according to the Rashba, for this halacha of Ein Makdimim in Chanukah. So at least we don't have a source for it. We don't have a logical, compelling reason why we should limit this halacha of Ein Makdimim to Ner Shabbos and not extend it to apply to Ner Chanukah. That's going to be our discussion. But at least if you ask me, is there some sort of explicit source in the Shas that says you cannot light Ner Chanukah too early? That doesn't exist. Now, why, according to the Rashba, would there be a din in Ner Chanukah to light early? Why? Why would you want to light early if the mitzvah is Mishkia Sachama?
Well, how can you light after you have a couple of Shabbos?
Again, leaving out Shabbos. We'll get to Shabbos and stuff, but I'm just talking about Yemei Chol. Why would the Rashba validate a Ner Chanukah that was lit before Shkia Sachama? You've already told me that you don't want to be Makdim, Ein Makdimim. You can't light it too early. In the case of Shabbos, it's going to be right before Shkia, but not 5 minutes before Shkia, not 10 minutes before Shkia. But in Hanukkah, we're not bound by that. Again, because the Bryce is talking about Ner Shabbos, but still, what's the push to light Ner Hanukkah early? Why would we think Makdim? What do you say? Excellent. So that's going to be this Amud HaEsh that we're talking about. So before we get to that, let's look inside. And he quotes the end of the Rashba, the second paragraph. You see two paragraphs back to back that start with the Rashba. And in the last line in the second paragraph, he writes, "Kemoshe matzinu b'midbar, shamud ha'esh shel ha'layla yaba kodim sheyishka amud ha'anan." So in other words, what we're having here is, in the case of Hanukkah, a yalfusa, a derivation, because what's happening here is what I call the passing of the baton, so to speak. What happens is the daytime players, which is called the Amud Ha'anan, are vacating. They're leaving us, those clouds, and they're being replaced by the nighttime ball players. That's the Amud HaEsh. And we're going to learn from the pasuk that the Amud HaEsh came before the siluk, before the removal of the Amud Ha'anan. So what happens is there's a certain period of overlap in which you have both the Amud Ha'anan and the Amud HaEsh. And that tells you that in Ner Hanukkah you should be lighting when the Amud Ha'anan is still there, meaning when it's still light out, which means before Shkia, and that's called Makdimim. And that applies specifically to Hanukkah.
How did you know that?
Wait, just 1 second. Okay, you gotta give me a little time here. We're going to try to understand the Rashba. But let's put down on record the Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says, Ein madlikin kodim shkia sacham. The Rambam is absolutely outspoken. It says, Mishetishka chamla. That's what it says in the Brisa. You can't be makdim. And the reason for that, says the Meiri, again, it's very interesting that in order to understand the Rambam, we introduce the Meiri. The Meiri was also a Rishon, but he was much later than the Rambam. And the Meiri says that the reason why we don't want to be makdim is because before Shkia Sacham we have sunlight, and the sunlight is direct from the sun. The sun hasn't set yet, and that's called Tragavat Vitira Maimahani. In other words, the Meiri claims that according to the Rambam, the reason why you can't be makdim, again, I don't know what the Rambam is going to do with this Yalfusa from Amud HaEsh, but in any event, the Rambam is going to tell you that you can't be makdim in the case of Ner Hanukkah because simply it has no shame there. You haven't generated a Ner because if it's before Shkia, you have sunlight, and therefore it doesn't have a shame there. So what we have now is the following. We have the Meiri's interpretation of the Rambam, and now we're going to get to the Ritva's interpretation of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam insist that you're not allowed to light the candle? It's completely invalid if you light the candle of Hanukkah before Shkia. The Meiri's answer is because Shraga Vatira Mai Mahani. The Ritva is not going to go down that road, because the Ritva is going to insist that if you're close enough to Shkia, you still have some darkness. In other words, the sun is about to set. Admittedly, it's, you know, if you look towards your west, you know, you'll still see the sun, but again, the sun is far away on the western horizon, and I'm not really getting enough light. And the Ritva might insist that close enough to Shkia, before Shkia, let's say right before Shkia, there's still room for Shraga Matira, and we wouldn't apply the principle of Maimahani. Says the Ritva, we have another issue. And here's where the Rambam doesn't want you lighting before Shkia. Because Chazal organized the mitzvah, arranged the framework of Zman mitzvah based on Pirsum HaNes. That's what's unique about Chanukah. Comes along the Ritva and he says that Pirsum HaNes begins with Shkia and not before. And that's what he says. If you take a look at the paragraph that starts with Beritva, he says that there's an element of Pirsum HaNes. Okay, I don't see it now in the Ritva.
Is the beginning of the Shkia or what?
Right, that with the beginning of Shkia, that's when you have Pirsum HaNes. So if you take a look at the Magid Mishnah, which is your bottom right, he says the following. From whence did the Rambam derive the conclusion, because again the Rashba has another proof from a different Yalfus, that you cannot be makdim ner Chanukah? So he says the following. The Gemara says on Daf Chav Gimel, this is the last line on your right column, quote, "Ubilvad shelo yaktim velo ya'acher." And the Rambam understood on the top left column that what is this statement in the Brayis of Bilvad shelo yaktim? It's referring to Ner Chanukah. Therefore, there's an explicit source, according to the Rambam's understanding, that you cannot be makdim Ner Chanukah. But all the other Rishonim, they understood that the intention here in the mean, and the meaning of Ein Lahakdim Ubilvad shelo yaktim is Ner Shabbos. Therefore, there's no source. And they're going to insist that there is some element of Pirsum HaNes even before Shkiyas HaKamah. They're going to insist that there is a meaningful benefit from the Nair even before Shkiyas HaKamah. And they're going to allow you, that's the Rashba at the helm here, but many other Rishonim following in the footsteps of Rashba, to light before Shkiyah. And here the Bir Aloch, the Mishnah Berurah, finds a stira in two different paragraphs of the Shulchan Aruch. He claims that the Shulchan Aruch contradicts himself, and he's sort of like posting all stairs. He's how do you say, straddling both straddling the fence. What does he see here? So he has one Shulchan Aruch here in Hilchas Chanukah and another Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos, which you'll see about five lines down of on the left column, at the beginning of the left column, he says, the Shulchan Aruch, that when it says Ein Makdim Bilvad Shelo Yaktim, it's a reference to Ner Shabbos. And therefore he codifies this Halach in Hilchas Shabbos, that you're not allowed to be Makdim Ner Shabbos too early. On the other hand, having interpreted the Gemara of Bilvad Shelo Yaktim as referring to Ner Shabbos, to our surprise, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Chanukah, that's Tofresh Ayin Beis, which you'll see on the third line down from the top, he writes that you could be makdim. Just one second. I'm sorry. That you cannot be makdim ner Chanukah. So watch what goes on over here. The Shulchan Aruch took the rope and grabbed it from both ends. The Braisa in Masechta Shabbos Chof Gimel Beis says Ubilvad Shelo Yaktim. The Rashba interpreted that's referring to Ner Shabbos. There's no source that you can't be Makdim in Ner Chanukah, and in fact he has a source the other way around. The Rambam understood that that's a reference to Ner Chanukah. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and he has both. He codifies Ein Lahakdim in Hilchas Chanukah and in Hilchas Shabbos. And this bothers the mind of the Chofetz Chaim. He doesn't understand. How did the Shulchan Aruch, how did he interpret the words of the Gemara? Was the Gemara referring to Shabbos or to Chanukah? So in the next paragraph, we have a presentation of the Bir Aloch to try to reconcile the two statements of the Shulchan Aruch. So he writes the following. Sover HaShulchan Aruch Shatam She'in Madlikim Kodem HaShkia Hu Misvara. When the Shulchan Aruch codifies in Hilchas Chanukah that you should not light the Ner Chanukah early, he's not basing himself on any source in Shas. That's not how he's interpreting the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel. He's accepting the approach of all the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ran, and Shilti Gemara, etc., etc. But he has a Svara. And his svara is that Shraga Batira Mai Mahani, that up until Shkia, we don't see any benefit, any purpose in lighting a candle, and therefore it doesn't have a shame there. Oh. Elisha Hiksham. Oh. But now the Shulchan Aruch has a problem. Why? We have, if you recall, two Shkias. We have one Shkia, which is astronomical sunset, and then we go into a period of time called Shloshes Rivei Mil until we get to Tzei Sakol Chovin. So the question is, how did the Shulchan Aruch understand Shkia Sachama? Was it the beginning of Shkia Sachama, which is, let's say, 20 minutes, I'm just throwing out a number, 20 minutes before Tzei Sakol Chovin, or was it Sof Shkia Sachama, what we call Shkia Shnia? And that's referring to Tzeis. So if you look carefully in the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins that the Zman Shkia Sachama is Sof Shkia Sachama, which is identical with Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, if that be the case, then Kem Vadek Shemakdim is Nikar Or Haner. This is the problem that, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Aloch, this is what the Shulchan Aruch is facing a major problem over here. On the one hand, the Shulchan Aruch wants to know if you could light before Shkia, is it a meaningful Ner? Because Shraga B'tira Mai Mahani. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Lahakdim, because Shraga B'tira Mai Mahani. That's how the Bir Alof understood it. But on the other hand, we're talking about a period of time before Sof Shkia, before Tzeis HaKolchavim. So why can't you be Makdim? Again, there's not that much light out in the horizon. You're talking about some element or limited amount of reflected light. And therefore, Kevet HaShulchan Aruch, Sover Shizman Shkia Sachama Hu Sof Shkia Shu Tzeis HaKolchavim and Kein Bevadai, certainly Kshemakdim Ktsas Nikar Or HaNer, this is what we call Bein HaShmosho. So it's a very, you know, twilight is a very tricky kind of thing. There's not that much light out. And the question is, Kein Gam B'Ner Chanukah, according to the logic of the Bir Halacha, there should be no application of the principle of Shragi B'Tira Mai Mahani. So if you take a look, he writes, this you want to underline here, about four lines up before the end of the paragraph, Gam B'Ner Chanukah Yuchal Lahadlik Ma'at Kodem Tzeis HaKolchavim V'Rak Shelo Yadliku Bi'od Hayom Gadol. Wow. So there are two periods of time now. There's before Shkia, right? Which means like the inception of Shkia. Before the inception of Shkia, the sun is still on the horizon. There's light out, serious amount of light. And then you could apply the principle of Shraga V'tira Mai Mahani. Now fast forward to Bein HaShmashos, which is before Tzeis HaKolchavim. Now since the Shulchan Aruch on the one hand says that the time for lighting Ner Chanukah is with Tzeis HaKolchavim, so Shkia, then therefore when the Shulchan Aruch says V'ein Lahakdim, he's talking about the period of Bein HaShmashos. And if he has no source for that, Ein Lahakdim, there's no Gzeiros HaKosuv, you know, based on Amud HaEish, but it's rather based on Svara, namely Shraga V'tira Mai Mahani. There's no compelling svara to say Shraga V'tira Mai Mahani at a period of time which is called Bein HaShmashos. So what does it mean, Ein Lahakdim? If the Shulchan Aruch would have said, Ein Lahakdim Bi'od Hayom Gadol, it means when the sun is still in the skies, then I could apply the principle of Shragi V'tira Mai Mahani, and then this Pakashem Ner, as we've discussed, and therefore it would be meaningless to light in Ner Chanukah. But that's how the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. When he says Ein Lahakdim, it means Ein Lahakdim before Tzeis HaKolchavim, in the period of time which is after Shkia, which is called Bein HaShmashos, and that period of time certainly it's dark out, there's no sun on the horizon, it's below the horizon, so there's no principle here of Shraga V'tira Mai Mahani. How can the Shulchan Aruch therefore paskin Ein Lahakdim? If he would have said Ein Lahadlik Mibod Hayom Gadol, meaning before sunset, Nicha, then we would understand very well. If the sun is still on the horizon, then it's giving light, and the Shraga doesn't add anything. But if he's talking before Tzeis, because his sheet is that the Zman of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is going to be with Tzeis HaKolchav, that means the second Shkia, then why is he saying Ein Lahakdim? And guess what the Bir Halacha answers? Tzarech Iyun Gadol. He has no answer to this question. So therefore, if you read the last few lines of it, he says, "In Kein Tzarech Iyun," all right, I added the Gadol for dramatic purposes, "Is Tzarech Iyun Loshen HaShulchan Aruch Shekosav Im Sof Shkiyasa V'lo Ma'achir V'lo Mekdimim." So in other words, this Zman of Hadlaka is Sof Shkiyah. And on this period of time, he says, Ein Lahakdim. Why Ein Lahakdim? Mashma Shalo Yakdim Klal Lifnei Sof Shkia. The Ein Lezetam. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't make any sense. Shere Gam Kishem Magdim Lifnei Sof Shkia Nikar Oran Ner. Even if it's before the end of the Shkia being Tzeis, there's still some significance to the Ner. So Rabosai, at this point, in order to try to weave our way through this labyrinth of the Shulchan Aruch, I want to study with you the second handout that I gave you today. And that's the Harei Kedem, the Inyan Zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. So if you can pick that up, you'll see on the top right, Resh Pei Ches. Yeah? Okay. Now, I may have mentioned to you yesterday that there's a real mess up here, a real mix up here in terms of the Vilna Gaon. the Bir Agra, the Maisa Rav, there are many different writings of the Gaon on this issue of when to light Ner Chanukah. And the purpose and the goal of this essay is to try to weave through all the statements of the Gaon and make some sense out of it. And there's a very, very revolutionary chiddush here in this particular essay, and I'm wondering if it could give us a methodology of how to learn Shas. I mean, it really changes our whole perspective of the way, you know, we work within the box. This goes out of the box, if you know what I mean. Okay, we start with the statement of the Shulchan Aruch that we just quoted a minute ago, which is based on the Rambam. And the halacha is ein madlikin ner chanukah kodem shetishka chama el im shkiyosa and lo ma'achrim v'lo makdim. And that's codified by the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tafresh Ayin Beis. Now we have what's called the Bir Agra, and he's going to embellish the Shulchan Aruch, and he writes that number one, we're talking about Sof Shkiyah, which is Tzeisa Kochavim, and that's the understanding of the Magen Avraham. Comes along the Bir Agra. I may have made a mistake. If I meant the Gra and I meant the Magen Avraham, so just switch that over. So again, the Magen Avraham says that what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch have in mind when they say Mishetishka Chama is Sof Shkiyah, which is Tzeisa Kol Chavim, and that's exactly how we understood it when we had the Bir Halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. Comes along the Bir Agra, and he has a different understanding of Shkiyah Sachama. According to the Bir Agra, what the Rambam has in mind is, and you might want to underline these two words, is Tchilas HaShkiyah. Tchilas HaShkiyah means with sunset. We're not going to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim, we're going to light the candles with sunset. And you may know that here in Yerushalayim and probably all of Eretz Yisrael, the Gaon and his Talmidim had a tremendous impact on the Minhagim. So you might be, you know, if you come from Chutz Laaretz and all of a sudden you notice that your neighbors here in Yerushalayim are lighting Chanukah candles quite early with Shkiyah, it's based on this Bir Agra. The Bir Agra was advocating lighting with Shkiyah. So the sun set, and then they lit the Ner Chanukah. We find something similar in Tainis Tzibur, where again there's a very vague language as to when the Tainis terminates, when it ends, you can start eating, and again it says Shkiyah Sachama, and according to the Gaon that means Shkiyah Sachama literally sunset. With sunset you can break your fast. Now I don't know anyone who does that, but that's what it says here in the Gaon. Okay. Now the Rambam writes in the second paragraph, Shachach o hezid v'lo hidlik im shkiyah sachama, madlik v'holech ad shetichle regel men ashuk.
Just during the week you're talking about.
Right. And the Rambam says, how long of a period of time is it from shkiyah, again, which is the same as Tzeisach HaKochavim, right? According to the Gaon, we're talking about Tchilas Shkiyah. How long of a time period do we give you? And the Rambam writes Kemo Chatzi Shah O Yoser. So we'll give him about a half hour, or maybe a little bit more. But Avar Hazman Azeh Eino Madlik. Now, what does that mean? That after this half hour I can't be madlik. I mean, after all, in our time we know that you can light candles even inside the house, correct? And if you can light candles inside the house, why should you be bound by Achetichla Regel Men Ashuk? We're not lighting for the Bnei Ashuk, we're lighting for the Bnei Abayis. So this is the Pella of the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says that Bizman Hazeh Shemadlikim Bifnim Yochel Ad L'Kol HaLaila for the whole night, which is very similar to what we saw earlier in the name of the Rashba. But the Rambam insists, no, even Bizman Hazeh we are bound by this period of time called Ad Shetichla Regel Men Ashuk, which is a half hour's time after Shkiyah, and that's the end of it. Oh, So now we have a comment of the Gra. The Gra says that this man mentioned in the Gemara of Shkiyas Hachamat Shetichl Regem Nashuk is Noeg even Bisman Hazeh according to the Rambam. So he's really accepting the Rambam, you know, hook, line, and sinker. We only have a half hour after Shkia to light the Ner Chanukah. And that seems to be indicated by the Rambam when the Rambam says that Ein Ma'achrim, that you can't light Chanukah candles later, beyond Tichl Regel Meshuk, which the Rambam identifies with Chatzi Shah O Yoser. Now, if Chatzi Shah O Yoser means, according to the Gaon, that's a Chatzi Shah that ticks off, when do you start ticking the clock of this Chatzi Shah? According to the Magen Avraham's Pshat and the Mechaber and the Rambam, it's with Tzeisa Kochovet. According to the Gaon's Pshat, it's with Shkia. That means all we have after Shkia is a half hour, oh Yosef, but a little bit more than a half hour, to light the Ner Chanukah. And that's true according to the Gaon, even Bizman Hazeh. So even if we're lighting Bifnim, all you have is this period of time from Shkia. Let's say, for example, around this time of the year, Shkia is a Be'erah 5. It's going to get earlier by Chanukah. But let's say now, if tonight was Chanukah, we would have the latest time you could light Ner Chanukah according to the Gaon would be 5:30. Are you with me? Because the Gaon says that Shkia Sacham according to the Rambam is 5 o'clock with Shkia. The Rambam writes Ein Ma'achrim, which means you can't go beyond Tichl Regel Meshuk. The Rambam identifies Tichl Regel Meshuk as a half hour. The latest time you can light Ner Chanukah, according to the Gaon, is going to be 5:30 if Shkia takes place, sunset takes place at 5 o'clock. So that's the latest time, because that's Tichl Regel Meshuk, and that's after the Shkia, meaning sunset, and it applies even Bizman Hazeh when we're lighting Bifnim. Oh. Now, we have to look at another source for the Gaon. That's called the Maisa Rav. Now the Maisa Rav, as I mentioned yesterday, is a compilation of testimonies about what the Gaon did in his actual lifetime. So he says the following. If you're following in the text, it's three lines up before the end of the right column. He says, Zman adlokas neros Chanukah, mishetishka hachama, kodem tzeisa kochovim. Alkein madlikim kodem tfilas mairiv. Now look, if the Gaon was addressing Yerushalayim v'zman hazeh, I would understand the Gaon very well. Why? Because the time period from Shkia until Ma'ariv is approximately, again, don't hold me to the minute, approximately 20 minutes. So we're still within the half hour of Asher Tichl Regel Meshuk. The problem is, the Gaon is doing this where? In the city of Vilna. That's where my father came from, right? You know, around Vilna. He came from a little shtetl called Plisa, which was, you know, it was a stone's throw from Vilna. And in his shtetl, they were all Hasidim. And in Vilna, they were all misnagdim. But the chassidim really entered in. So anyway, the Vilna Gaon tells you that right before Ma'ariv, you can light Ner Chanukah. Now wait a second. Let's assume that in the city of Vilna, on your average night of Chanukah, from Shkia Sachama until Tzeis HaKochav, when it's time for Ma'ariv, is about 40 minutes, maybe even more than that, maybe 50 minutes. I don't know exactly. But certainly, it's more than a half hour after Shkia. How could the Gaon in Maisa Rav advocate lighting their Chanukah right before Ma'ariv? Again, I understand why he's doing that, because he wants to, you know, give you an opportunity to go to shul, you know, and daven Ma'ariv. So light the Ner Chanukah before you go to shul to daven Ma'ariv. But Vikoshe, he says, Hare bevilna kodem shispalu tfilis arv is going on to the left column. Kfar ovar chatzi shol yachar shkiyas achama. V'eichid liku kodem Ma'ariv. How could they light when we're already beyond that half hour leeway period of time from Shkia until Asher Tichl Regel Meshuk, which is Kechatzi Shah? The plight grows thicker, because in another paragraph of Maisa Rav, the Gaon was very careful to tell his people to immediately on Motzi Shabbos rush out of the shul in order to light Chanukah candles. And he says, that they should daven Ma'ariv at the earliest possible time in order to be Mizdares, so that they, now that they wouldn't lose, they wouldn't delay past the Zman of Adlokas Ner Chanukah, the Afsidus HaBrocha. And now, Pam Achas, one of the Mispalim, davened a very Geschlepte Ma'ariv, and Icher Echad Mispalim Etzlo Tfilis Arav Motzi Shabbos Vitziva, and the Gaon commanded him Shiyadli Kodem Neros Chanukah V'Achakach Yispalel. They should light Ner Chanukah before he davens Ma'ariv. Why? Because he wants him to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Chanukah Bizmana. So watch what's going on. He's davening, I'm sorry, he's lighting Ner Chanukah, according to the Gaon, at a time when it's ripe for Tfilas Arvis. It's time for Tfilas Arvis. We're talking about after Tzeis HaKochavim. And he's telling, he's instructing Rabbi Zelmele that he should light Ner Chanukah before Tfilas Arvis. It's time for Tfilas Arvis, he should light Ner Chanukah. So Rav Soloveitchik asked the following question. According to the Gaon's own Shita, that you can only light Ner Chanukah from Shkia until a half hour later, what is he telling me to be Mizdares to light Ner Chanukah? It's already time for Ma'ariv, it's time for Arvis. We're talking about Tzeis HaKochavim. From Shkia till Tzeis HaKochavim in the city of Vilna, it's more than a half hour. How can he allow him to light Ner Chanukah beyond a half hour when the Rambam says Lo Ma'achrim, which the Gaon interprets to mean that from Shkia you can't be Ma'achrim more than a half hour? How can you light before Ma'ariv? The plot grows thicker. Two more kashas. The first kasha is based on the definition of Laila. The Gemara in Bab Metzia says that when you hire workers and they're day workers, then the Yom, the day of Melacha, begins with Alos HaShachar. They're going to have to wake up very early, like the garbage collectors, right? If you know what I mean. And they got to start their day with Alos HaShachar. When do they end their day, if they were hired for a day's work? With Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Gemara actually proves this from a pasuk in Tanakh. V'anachnu osim b'melacha me'alos HaShachar ad Tzeis HaKochavim. That's your definition of Yom. So that Laila begins with Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, if that be the case, then why does Ner Chanukah begin with Shkia? Take a look at the last three words in the paragraph Gam. He says, "In Cain, me'eza tam maschil azman," meaning the beginning of the time for Ner Chanukah, "chatzi shah me'ashkia." Just one second. One second. Ubitosis vursham v'rashi ubitosis hayu chosim min amalacha liachet tzeis hakochav. Fine. So the day workers would come back after tzeis hakochav. Kain me'ezetam maschil hazman dechatzi shah meshkia. Oh, here's the kasha. According to the Gaon, this period of time called a half hour begins with Shkia. Why? What about Tzeis HaKochavim? The logical conclusion for that Chatzi Shah, and when it starts ticking off, when the clock starts ticking, right, would be Tzeis HaKochavim. Why? Because Tzeis HaKochavim initiates Laila. Now you want to give me a half hour? You should give me a half hour after Laila. Why give me a half hour after Shkia? Just one second. I just want to get the whole picture, and then you're on board. Then he has his last kasha, which is in the paragraph called the Ikar. He says that the Gros says that you make the bracha with Shkia Sachama. L'chora, he says, Hare Misha Yochel Pas, be Erev Chanukah. Okay, he's talking about the 24th of Kislev. It's Erev Chanukah. Now he eats a meal, and he eats his meal between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim. What's that called? Ben Ashmasha. So it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. What are you going to instruct him? Should he say Al Anisim or not? He says, Man Zeu Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. It might be Yom. If it's Yom, it's only the 24th of Kislev. So for sure, how can he add Al Anisim in benching when it might be the 24th of Kislev? In Kain Kosher, how can he light Neros Chanukah Shkia Sacham, according to the Gaon, when it might be the 24th of Kislev? So again, just to summarize the four questions, the Dalit, the Arba Kashas here. The first Kasha is that in Maisa Rav it's recorded that the Gaon recommended lighting Ner Chanukah before Tfilas Arvis. Before Tfilas Arvis in Vilna would be beyond a half hour after Shkia, and the Gaon says that the time for lighting Ner Chanukah is Shkia. Not like the Magen Avraham Sof Shkia, but Tchila Shkia means right when the sun sets, and add a half hour, and that's it. How can he then instruct the people of Vilna to light before Ma'ariv? Question number two, in the case of Rab Zelmala, who davened along, just one second, I'm sorry, what happened? Shabbat HaPam HaShe'i Cher, I made a mistake if I said he davened a long tefillas arvis. What I meant to say was he dilly dallied. He didn't daven Ma'ariv early enough on Motzi Shabbos as the Gaon instructed, so he got delayed. And now the Gaon says, before you daven Ma'ariv, go ahead and be madlik near Chanukah. That's way beyond a half hour after Shkia. Third question: since Yom terminates with Seisak Kochavim, and that's a Gemara in Asochas Apolim, then you should really logically be counting that half hour period after Seisak Kochavim, because that's when the inception of Laila. And finally, how can you light Ner Chanukah with Shkia when it's a period of Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila? So now we're ready for what I call the breakthrough, the revolution. So you'll turn to the other side of your page, and you'll see that the Hare Kedem builds his case on a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is going to be on Chof Gimel Beis, the source for the Alfusa that we mentioned in the name of the Rashba with regard to the Avuda Esh. So let's go through the Gemara. The Gemara tells us about the wife of Rabbi Yosef, that she came home very late and she lit Ner Chanukah. So Rabbi Yosef said to her, Tanya, we have a Braisa. In other words, based on this price, it's not a good idea to delay Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. On the contrary, Hadlokas Ner Chanukah should be earlier. What does it say in the Braisa? Lo yomush amuda anan yomam v'amuda esh laila. And the Gemara, the Braisa, interprets this pasuk as referring to the fact, or revealing the fact, that the amuda esh would begin functioning, it was activated before the Amud HaAnan left and ceased functioning. So, as I said before, there was an overlap. Says the Raisa Malame, this teaches us, Shamud HaAnan Mashlim Lamud HaEsh, the Amud HaEsh Mashlim Lamud HaAnan. So it works in both directions. The Amud HaEsh would continue even into daylight, when the Amud HaAnan would take over. So there was an overlap with daybreak. And the Amud HaEsh would take over, would be activated at night, even when the Amud HaAnan was still activated. So there was an overlap going into Laila. And therefore, your Ner Chanukah, that's what Rabbi Yosef told his wife, should be before the Amud HaEsh, meaning before Laila, when the Amud HaEsh would start functioning, even though it was still Yom, and it was an Amud, the Amud HaAnan was still active, the Amud HaEsh would come. So our Ner Chanukah should parallel or imitate the Amud HaEsh, and our Ner Chanukah should be lit before Laila, before the Amud HaEsh really had to function, because the Amud HaAnan was still functioning. Then Savra Lak Duma. So she figured, wait a minute, if there's this halacha that the Amud HaEsh takes over early, and therefore I should imitate in Ner Chanukah the Amud HaEsh that takes over early, maybe I should light Chanukah even earlier. And she went from one extreme to the other. She was lighting too late, and Rabbi Yosef said, you have to be makdim, because the Amud HaEsh was makdim. Then she went to the other extreme. She said, well, let me light very early. Amalei, tnino bilvad shelo yakdim velo ya'acher. So Rashi says the following. We're talking about Ner Shabbos. And Ner Shabbos has to be lit close to nightfall. So this is the Rishonim. The Rishonim say that you shouldn't be lighting Ner Shabbos too early. The Rambam has a different shot, if you remember. The Magid Mishnah points this out. What was bothering the Rambam? Why did he think that we should certainly interpret this Yalfus as referring to Ner Chanukah? The answer is, if it's referring to Ner Shabbos, I don't need a brisa with the alfusa to establish that Ner Shabbos should be lit before Shkia, meaning to be makdim it, like the Amud HaEsh was makdim when the Amud HaAnan was still active, because it's Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, you can't light a candle. This compelled the Rambam to reinterpret this Yalfusa from the Amud HaEsh as referring to Ner Chanukah. And with regard to Ner Chanukah, the Rambam codifies the halacha of Loma Akram Vloma Akdima, which is literally word for word what the Gemara says in Shabbos, except that the Rambam codifies it in Hilchas Chanukah, whereas the other Rishonim understood that it refers to Hilchas Shabbos. And this is what the Magid Mishnah says, that it's clear from the Rambam that he interpreted the Gemara of Loma Akram Vloma Akdimim as referring to Ner Chanukah. And Loma Akram means that we shouldn't wait till Tseis HaKochavim, which logically you would have anticipated that's the moment in which the Amud HaEsh would show up on the scene and relieve the Amud HaNan. No. We know that the Amud HaEsh was Makdim. And so too, we have to be Makdim. That's called Shaloya Acher. And this whole presentation of the Alfusa, which we said according to the Magid Mishnah is the Rambam's understanding of Alfusa, is explicit in Masechta Sofrim, which is the original source for this brisa. What does it say in Masechta Sofrim? Mitzvahs hadlakoso. We're referring to Ner Chanukah. Mishkias achama v'yad shetich l'regel min ashuk. Oh, so what is Mishkias achama? And again, according to the Gaon, this is going to refer to the Shkia Rishona. Achol pishen raya l'dover zecher l'dover. Lo yomish amud anan yomam v'amud ha'esh laila. So what the Masechta Sofrim is saying is again that the Amud HaEsh began before the Amud HaNan left, so it was still Yom, and that's called, according to the Rambam Shita, the way the Gaon understands it, Shkia Sachama. It's still really Yom because we're not up to Tzeis HaKochovim yet, and yet we're going to follow the Amud HaEsh, and just like the Amud HaEsh started with this in this period of time. And the inauguration of the function of Amud HaEsh was before Shkia, or shall I say before Laila, with Shkia, so too our Ner Chanukah is going to be before that. Then the Braisa in Masechta Sofrim adds another piece, and that's called Ein Makdimim, don't light it too early. V'midliku bayom, if you light the Ner Chanukah by day, that's before Shkia. Ain the osim, and you can't have any benefit from such an air, and therefore ain mevarchin alav. Therefore, you cannot make a brach on such an air. Chanukah shekach omru ain mevarchin al ner ad shia osu lioro. Until you can benefit from the ner, and that's only after shkia. So what's going on here? And now we're ready for the revolution. Hold on to your seats. This is really wild. He says habiur. He says that why do we have to light Ner Chanukah Mishkia Sachama? It's before Tzeis HaKochavim. The answer is it's based on this derivation from Lo Yomish. The Kemosh Anuda Eish Ba Od Lifnei Shepasak Amuda Anan. Hachinami Linyan Adlokas Nero Sorch LaHakdim Es Adloka LeKodem Azman SheTzrichim Es Haner. VeLazem Adlika Mishkia Sachama. Kodim Zman Tzeis HaKochavim. You'll ask, if there's a din of Makdimim, how early can you light the Ner Chanukah? Because there's going to be a barrier, so to speak, on the earlier level. Masha Ein Makdimim Od Kodim Ashkia. Why not already light it before Ashkia? Mishum Tishraga Matir Lo Mahani, which is in the language of the Brais of Masechta Sofrim, is Ein Niosim Imenu. You don't get any benefit from it. The madlikim biyom mamish, if he would madlik the ner biyom, meaning before shkia, lo chal bazeh shem ner klal. Why? Because since he can't benefit at that point, therefore it's not called a cheftz of a ner Chanukah, or of a ner at all. Vizui kavanas ha-mesechta sofrim. What does it mean? You can't be mocked before na-osim lioro, because at that point it's not a ner. Ubipshuto tamua de hach memra de aim of orchal ner at shios liora makoro bimisech de brachos liyaner avdolah motzei Shabbos. So why should we use this principle of ain yosim imenu with regard to ner Chanukah? We don't get any benefit from ner Chanukah. It's also lishtamish liora. So what does he mean ain yosim? The reason why you can't light a ner Chanukah too early is because ain yosim imenu. Well, I don't need Eini Osim Mimenu to establish that, because the whole principle of Eini Osim Mimenu means you don't get any benefit at that early hour, is irrelevant to Ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah is also L'shtavish Li'ora. So how could they say that Eini Osim Mimenu? And therefore the answer is, on the top left, Aval Kodem Shkiyas Acham and Deshraga B'tira Hu V'may Mahani Lo Chal Av Shem Ner Klal, and therefore Eim Mevarch and Olav. That's what the Brisa Masech De Sofra means. Not that the Brisa is reiterating what we know, that Eim Nenim, that Osel Shtamish Li Orish Ol Ner Chanuk. Why would the Brisa have to engage us in such a discussion and talk about Eim Achmim, Eim Akdimim, because you're not going to benefit from the Ner Chanukah. We're not allowed to benefit from the Ner Chanukah. We paskin like Rav that Ein, that Ner Chanukah is also L'shtamish Li'ora. So he says the following: what's the definition of Zman Ner Chanukah according to the Gaon? Why are we lighting with Shkiyas Achama? And the answer is because there's a halacha in Ner Chanukah of Kedima. Meaning that before the real Zman of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, we have to be makdim. What's the real Zman of the Eish, of the Amud Eish? It's after Tzeis HaKochovim. But why do we have a derivation from the Amud Eish that we should light before the Zman of mitzvah? Because the Amud Eish functioned, or shall I say, entered into the active role even before Laila, when there was still an Amud Ha'anan. Is umi'ata? Now we can answer all our four questions. Asi shapir heitev divrei agro b'shitas Rambam. Devadai, when is the zman of Chanukah? Whom itzeis hakochavim leil chavei, before itzeis hakochavim, it's the 24th. And therefore, if you would eat a meal before itzeis hakochavim on the 24th of Kislev, you would not recite al anisim, because the sofik yom. Sofik Laila means it might be Chav Dalet. So therefore it's crystal clear, and even the Gaon would submit to this definition, that the Iker Zman Mitzvah, when is the Zman of the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is B'tzeis HaKochavim. Why would you enter into a Sofik Yom Sofik Laila situation? For sure not. And we saw the Gemara Bava Metzia that the initiation of Laila is with Tzeis HaKochavim. So now we're entering into the day of the 25th of Kislev with Tzeis HaKochavim. That's the Iker Zman of Ner Chanukah. Ella, but nevertheless, there's another complicated halacha, and that is Shetzarch LaHakdim Ulahadlik Lifnei Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah. Why? How do we know such a thing? Why are we saying such an odd thing that we should be Makdim and do the halacha before the Zman? Mikra de lo yomish. The alfinim he said the eshchiyuv lasos the saner, meaning do the adloka, the mice adloka, od kodem azman, shetzrichim lo. And that's what we're deriving from lo yomish, is this complicated paradox where on the one end we postulate that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and its man is from Tzeis HaKochavim, on the other end the mice adloka, and this we're going to derive from lo yomish, is going to be makdim before Laila, to a period of time called Bein Hashmashos, and that's when the Amuda Eish would function and be activated. Yalfina Mizeh, we're going to derive from the Amuda Eish, the Eish Chiyuv Lasos Saner Od Kodem Azman Shetzrichim Lo. Right, we would certainly say that the Zman of Ner Chanukah would cease, but we have a special Chiyuv to be Madlik Ead Loka before the Zman of the Mitzvah. Ulefi ze ikar adin the alfina milo yomish who she yadlik as aneros bein shkia litzei sakochovim kodem ikar zmana velo yaktim lifnei ashkia, because then it's not a cheftz of aner, because ein yosim imen, you don't get any benefit from it. Ulefi ze mi yushovim ko anhogas agro b'maisa rav hanal. Now we can understand the maisa rav. De be'emes, when are you going to calculate the chatzi shah? Not from shkia. Why? Because the Chatzi Shah is from the Tchilas Iker Zman Achiyuv. When is the Tchilas Iker Zman Achiyuv? Tzeis HaKochavim. That's Chav Hei B'Kislev. The Chomash Madlikim Kodem Tzeis HaKochavim Mi'alfusa Dekra Delo Yomish. That's only as far as the Ma'is Hadlok is concerned. But as far as the Zman Achiyuv is concerned, the Zman of the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, that's with Seis HaKochavim. Rabbi said, do you see the amazingly complicated structure that we are defining or presenting here?
What about
Mishnah? Umishmachi Edliku VeVilna Kodem Ma'ariv. So what was the kasha that we asked? How could they light Vilna before Ma'ariv? It's already a half hour beyond Shkia. The answer is we start ticking the clock of that half hour after Seis HaKochavim, meaning the half hour actually Tikla Regem Shuk is calculated after the Zman HaMitzvah. When is the Zman HaMitzvah?
But that's in the face of reality. When was Mishatichla? Mishatichla had to be what it was like.
Yeah, how's he going to fit this into Mishatichla Regel and Ashuk? I don't know. That's a good question. But let's at least get the structure, and then we'll try to smooth out the glitches. So again, what's this? This is like a Tzvei Dinim kind of thing. You know, that Brisk was very famous for Tzvei Dinim. So he's saying that the Gaon is operating with Tzvei Dinim. He's answering two different questions with two different answers. One question is, when is the Iker Zman of the Mitzvah? And the other question is, when do you actually implement the Hadlaka, the Mais Hadlaka? As far as the Iker Zman of Mitzvah, is the Iker Zman HaMitzvah is with Lila, and Lila is initiated with Seis HaKochavim. So again, if you ask me when the mitzvah is fulfilled, the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled after Seis HaKochavim. That's the Iker Zman HaMitzvah. And Alan, this might touch on your question from before. How much oil should we put into the Nair? Okay, hold on to that question. But now we're going to address a different question, which we would have identified as the same identical question with the same identical answer. When should he actually implement the Mais Hadlaka? And here there's a new halacha that's derived from Amud HaEsh, that before this period of time of the Iker Zman HaMitzvah, you should be lighting the Ner Chanukah, and that's called Mishkia Sachama. So now you ask yourself, when do we start ticking off the clock of the Chatzi Shah? That Chatzi Shah should be initiated by the Zman of the Mitzvah. The Zman of the Mitzvah, we said, is Seis HaKochavim. Umishum Hachi, Bevilna, Kodem Ma'ariv, Da'ainu Kodem Seis HaKochavim, Hidliku, V'ein Tzarech Lahadlik B'Shkia Sachama Dafka, El Bein HaShkia L'Seis HaKochavim. Oh, this is interesting. In other words, Seis HaKochavim is the moment of Ma'ariv, and the Gra instructed them to light candles before Ma'ariv. That's during this period of time of Bein HaShmashas.
Just shortly before.
Correct. Shortly before Ma'ariv, they should light the Nair. But again, that's already a kium of Lo Yomash, of what we derive from the pasuk, because he's lighting before the Zman, the Iker Zman of the Mitzvah. The Chaver Motzoi Shabbos, Nizdares, he told him to light as soon as possible. I don't know if you have Reish Tzadi, so I'll just summarize it for you. It's a short piece. He says, what did the God instruct them? That they should make sure to daven quickly and then light immediately. Mishum.
No, he's talking to daven after they light. Just Nizdares and Hadlik first.
Oh, he's talking about Rav Zemela now?
No, isn't that what he instructed everybody? I thought he jumped everybody to do that. No, I'm wrong.
He's to daven fast.
Only Zemel did it?
Well, no, Zemel was delayed, so he couldn't chaperai Meir, so he told to light there Hanukkah before Meir.
He didn't say that the
Yeah, I don't know. So we'll leave that as a question. We'll get back to that in Mitzvah Hashem soon. And he says, Mishum Zman Hadlaka Dechatzi Shah Gam lefi adloka maskel mitzeis hakochavim v'lo kodem l'chei motzoi Shabbos ikpidu lahadlik b'toch hazman dechatzi shah samuch l'tzeis hakochavim. So yeah, I don't know exactly when. Let's go back to the Maaser Rav again. I don't want to get distracted because I just want to make sure we have all the pieces of the puzzle fitting together. I'll go back for a second to read the Maaser. I understood that they would daven. That they would daven Meir first. Let's just read it again. I'm sorry. Where is this? Oh, this is on the other flip side of the page. And he says that the Maaser Rav would be what? A Motzi Shabbos. Oh, here it is. B'motzi Shabbos Chanukah, Mizdarzim mi'od l'spalo Ma'ariv b'muktum efshari, k'deish lo yavar zman adloka. Right, so you want to, because again, you only have a half hour to light Ner Chanukah after Tzeis HaKochavim, so you want to get Ma'ariv over as quickly as possible so that you can be Makayim in the midst of Ner Chanukah.
So
now, he, Rab Zebulah, took his time for whatever reason, right? And he didn't get a chance to daven Ma'ariv. So the Gaon instructed him, well, you have only a half hour to light candles after Tzeisak HaKochavim. So you know what? Switch around the order and light Ner Chanukah before Ma'ariv. Why? Because then you'll get in your Ner Chanukah under the Gaon, meaning before the termination of the half hour post Tzeisak HaKochavim.
But for everybody else, what is this Daris Espala? Before they normally would daven the rest of the year?
Correct. And they would have a long Shal Shudis, and they would Fabrengenzach, and Mosif and Michal
HaKodesh. It wasn't worried about the people do it a little too early and being Chil Shabbos because they...
Right. I guess he was very makbid that they shouldn't daven Ma'ariv before it says. But to daven Ma'ariv very quickly so that you get yourself that half hour between the earliest time for Ma'ariv, which is says, and the Chatzi Shovat Shetichla Regel Min
HaShur. But by definition, it had to be before it says that they lit, because otherwise they would never get in the
right. That kedima is impossible on Shabbos. Why? Because that kedima requires that you light during Bein HaShemashes. That was an impossibility on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So that day that goes up in smoke, pardon the pun. All right, but what you do have is the absolute requirement that Ner Chanukah has to fit into that half hour after it says. So now if you dilly dallying for good reasons, because you want to extend the Shabbos, and until you finish Ma'ariv, it's already a half hour after Tzeis, you're in trouble according to the Gaon, because you only have that half hour period after Tzeis. So in the case of Reb Zemelah, he told him to switch the order and light candles before Ma'ariv. Nimtza, so what it comes out is Gam Ledas HaGro. Now we get to Alan's question. Tzorach Litein Shemen. Okay, now we have an interesting phenomenon, especially in the city of Vilna. Because in the city of Vilna, from Shkia until Tzeis was, let's say, I'm just going to throw out a number here, 50 minutes. And now what's going to happen is, you're going to light Ner Chanukah Behekdem, right? Because Makdimim for the Kiyum of Lo Yamush at Shkia. Now what's going to happen? When we get to Tzeis HaKochav, which is the Iker Zman HaMitzvah, there's no Ner left. And this is every day of the week. This is not a Shabbos problem. So it comes out that according to the Gaon, and again, I'd love to see this in the Maaser Rav, I don't see it, but I see in the Hari Keter, so that's what I have. He says, Tzorach Litein Shemen, if he's lighting at Shkiyas HaChama, he should put in enough oil. Sheyad L'Kaner, Chatzi Shal L'Achar Tzeis HaKochav. Rabbo said that might be 2 hours later in the city of Vilna. You're lighting with Shkia, and Tzeis HaKochav is going to be 50 minutes late. He wants to have 30 to 50 is 120, right? And that's how much oil you have to be.
That's your
old Rambam. So again, according to the Machaber, you also have to put in a lot of oil, but that's a little different, because then you're starting at Tzeis HaKochav, so you need a half hour's worth of oil from Tzeis. According to Shita Zagon, you're talking about Shkia, and you want to last a half hour after Tzeis. That's a real serious volume of...
How did Gaon say you can make a bracha, a shekel shon, this was l'hadlik, before Zman HaKhidom?
That's the pella here. That's the revolution, Rabbo. So that's why I want to say, we have to go back to what I call Derech HaLimud, and we have an unbelievable concept here. And I don't know if there's any parallel elsewhere. On the one end, the mitzvah is after Tzeis. On the other end, the Maisad Blocker is before Tzeis. So you have Tzvei Dinim, you have the Maisad Blocker, and the Kiyum of the Ner. Yeah, and maybe every Leil Shabbos, even without the specific.